Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch. She's an international healer and channel of the divine realm and has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. She's available for local services in Vermont and through her website, geneofdivinehealing.com. That's J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. Any topic or health issue can be focused on. There's no limit to what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. She can also perform healings or do readings over the phone. Now tonight, she's going to talk about limits and limitations, and she also will be a zodiac channel for all signs, so she will be talking to you about your own sign, and we'll give you a reading based on that, if I've got it right, Jean. And Jean, what's going on in your world? What's new with you these days? Let me just go here. It looks like... Jean, can you hear me? Okay, hold on, folks. Let me try something. Jean, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, David.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. I can hear you
Thank
now.
You, Thank you, David.
So what's going on with you these days?
Well, some of the things that I'm doing that are new and exciting is I am currently in the process of creating now, this will, I'm not sure if this is going to be the title or not, but Sacred Ancient Wisdom Cards. Now, I know there's a lot of varieties of cards out there, but these cards are going to be different and unique because any human being who uses them, they'll also come with a workbook, will also be able to heal themselves personally in the privacy of their own home, in, you know, when they're comfortable, when they're ready, you know, and on all levels, all lifetimes. And we're also talking about genetic healing, and also opening gifts and taking you to the next levels of your personal soul's journey, and ultimately bringing yourself to the place and vibration of universal harmony. Because when a person is vibrating and living in the energy vibration of universal harmony, they are walking and living for the highest good for all.
That's amazing. With 100%,
thank you. With 100% pure intentions. And that's why there's going to be a workbook with it, you know, because there'll be exercises that will say, okay, you know, I'm going to ask you to do this, right? I'm just not giving that out right now. And they'll go to do it, hopefully, right, when they're ready. And then, you know, the next question is going to be, how did you feel when you did that? How did it feel, you know? Yes, how did it feel emotionally? How did it feel in your body? So what I'm saying is these cards are going to be different than what's out there. So then I started channel painting this summer, and I channeled the chakras, and I did some other paintings, but the reason why I'm bringing up the chakras is because it led me to now also offer specific channeled painting for in any individual. So you might say, well, why would I want to do something? Why would I want something like that, right? Well, here's the example. Okay, the root chakra one, that I had a client who said, can I look at the root chakra one? This was a healing over the phone, while you do the healing. And I said, sure. And it would be a great feedback for me, right? So she decided to do it for like the first 20 minutes of the healing, and then she closed her eyes and laid back on her bed. But she said after the fact that she could tell visually when she was resisting, because the colors would, the forms would shrink and the colors would fade to very dull. And then she said that she could see visually when she was releasing, because the forms would come back, you know, to the original form that it was painted, and the colors would become bright and vibrant. So that's when my guide said, you know, you should offer making paintings specifically for an individual, because why? You would not just, this would be a universal, unlimited painting. You wouldn't have to say, well, I want one for healing, I want one for my gifts, and I want one for prosperity. No, it would be all in one painting. You could use it for healing. You could use it for prosperity. You could use it for opening your gifts in your DNA and in your chakras and, you know, in the centers of your brain. You can use it for advancing personally for your soul's mission. So it's a painting that is goes on. Does that make sense the way I explained it, David?
It does. And I thought that dovetailed very nicely with what you wanted to talk about tonight, because it sounds like there's no limits to what can be accomplished through those paintings. So I applaud you for that. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you. And yes, it does lead, it is a nice entry into limits and limitations, because in general, and not on purpose, but because of programming and conditioning, people put limits on themselves, you know? And if you think about it, from a higher vibrational level, it's sad, right? Now, we're not holding on to that sadness. I'm just using that word. Because people limit themselves because of fear, right?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about going skydiving, okay? I'm talking about, you know, being really happy in your life, you know? Feeling very awakened and alive each morning when you wake up, like an adventure, you know. How can you better serve yourself? How can you better serve humanity? How can you have a better career? It doesn't matter. If you're thinking of going into your own business, okay, a lot of people will discuss it with some of their friends or family, and those, not all of them, but the ones that are in fear mode will say, oh, but the economy, you know, look at this company, mm-hmm. closing, and those, you get what I'm saying, right? That fear comes out. Right. And then if we allow it, it affects us, and then we lock in that limit, right? Nope, we're not going to go there, right? not everyone, right, I'm saying, but everyone has experienced limiting themselves personally. There was a time when I used to limit being my true self, okay? And that the reason why is because when I'm shining my true self, if I'm in the company with someone who has low self-esteem or low lack of self-love, it pushes their buttons. And not because I'm intending it, just because I'm very happy, you know what I mean? And I'm being positive. I've had people in my past stop talking to me because I wouldn't jump on the anger bandwagon, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But then, you know, we also limit ourselves with acceptance, you know? Are we good enough for that to try and get that promotion? You know what I mean? Comparing, right? People will limit themselves because of comparing. Well, that person decided to go out of their mainstream job, as an example, and open up, let's say, a crystal gem healing store, right? But they have known people who maybe weren't successful at it. You know, just because someone is not successful at something that they would love to experience, does not mean that they were not meant to be successful. It could mean the vibration of the location. It could mean that on a subconscious level, they are limiting themselves. So now let's take it to that level. So let's say consciously, we don't think we're limiting ourselves as we're listening to this conversation right now on anything, right? But maybe subconsciously we are. So if the subconscious mind holds, is the more powerful with our manifesting together with our hearts, right? Our conscious mind can be saying, you know, no fear, no fear, you know, like that, post that was out many years ago on t-shirts and stuff, and which was a good movement on, you know, letting go of your fear. But what I mean by that, bringing up the subconscious, is the subconscious mind and the heart is your biggest manifester over the conscious mind. So if your subconscious mind has limitations because of conditioning, programming, or past life trapped energies, it's going to have, consciously enhance the limits. Do you want to add something, David, here?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you like to share?
Well, I was just curious what you were just saying. And I've already lost my train of thought, Jean. it really sounds to me like we need to practice awareness so that we realize when we're slipping into that place of fear. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then sit back and think for a moment. Why am I limiting myself? You know how people write pros and cons when they're, you know, thinking about doing things?
Yes.
Okay.
Like doing a balance sheet.
Yes, exactly. Like doing a balance sheet, right? Well, what do you want to be more aware of that will hold you back? You know what I mean? So many people hold themselves back. Now, I'm a perfect example. Like I said, it took me a lot of self-healing and a lot of self-love and acceptance, self-acceptance, to be myself unconditionally, okay? And that's because I had to get over the fears of the judgments, because I was judged a lot. But we bring those experiences in, so which is a blessing and a gift because it shows us internally what we're still holding on to.
I do have a question. And that is, that relates back to something you were saying earlier, and that was how some people may affirm you and some people may question your, almost as if they're questioning your sanity when you're putting forth a new idea of something you'd like to do that they think may not serve you well for whatever reason. It seems to me that it's important to discern who in your circle is supportive of you in terms of sharing something intimate, like a thought of a new idea that you want to pursue. What would you say to that?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And what I also would like to add to that, David, is that if you are a person is planning on sharing something like that, be careful who you share it with, because you want to share it with someone who genuinely wants the highest good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
Yes, because you want, if you're going to share something like that, you want that person on to sincerely say, good luck with that. You know, I can see you doing that. That's going to be great, right? But you also want to make sure that the person that who's saying, yeah, that's great, I want you to succeed, isn't silently in their head going, oh, God, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like throwing a negative whammy. And most of us grew up with that old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it, right?
Yeah.
But it also applies to thinking, because if you think negatively about a person's dream or even another human being's clothing on how they're dressed, as an example, because that happens a lot out there in the world, right?
That's right.
Then what people need to become more aware of when they're making this little balance sheet, David, is that they're judging themselves.
Judgment is a real trap, however it manifests.
Exactly. And I always say children are our best teachers, like little children. I'm not talking about teenagers. They can just lessons too, but they're in a whole other bracket. I'm talking about little children, like between, like, let's say between 3 and maybe 7, right? They teach unconditional love. They teach forgiveness. They teach manifesting.
They haven't become jaded.
Exactly. They have no fear of judgment. When they sit down to color, and, you know, when they're coloring or finger painting, right? They just do whatever they feel like creating, right?
That's right.
It's then when you get into the school system's, what's the word I'm looking for? Institution. Then they start forming and programming you to limit yourself, okay? Unless you happen to get a really awesome teacher. Because what do they teach you? In kindergarten, I don't know what they teach today in kindergarten, but when we were growing up, they taught 1, 2, 3 red light, right? They taught Simon Says. And what was the other one that was really big, David? Do you remember?
Well, I think of the Dick and Jane books, but I think that came around first grade. I'm not sure if that's what you were thinking of.
All right. Well, I've learned those games in kindergarten. I remember learning those in kindergarten, and that's a form of programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many kids do we go to school with? And I'm not talking about intense cases. I'm talking about the general cases, you know, where a kid will, like, make a wise crack every once in a while or be the class clown type of thing. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
And it's not that child is really mischievous. That child needs a different way to learn, so that because they're being limited Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Children today are not taught to be creative. They have to go to school to learn how to be creative today, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, what I mean is, you know, it's such a computer world, okay?
Video games
and stuff like that it has taken away of the connecting with nature or connecting with your inner artistic self. I'm not saying
it's a very different ball game than when we were kids, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. And that's why we who are awakened, and it doesn't matter what age you are, even if you're 19 and you're awakened, I feel that we who are awakened, that it's our responsibility to be the examples. So,
I agree.
In other words, like I limited myself a lot in my younger days with careers because of my family programming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example. And when I raised my children, I raised them that they had no limits on anything that they wanted to be if that was what they were meant to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if it was really in their heart and they had a really strong passion. The only other thing that I added to that was don't always share all your dreams with your friends because you wouldn't want them to energetically whammy them. And, you know, as an example, my one daughter said, well, why? And I said, well, here's an example. You're looking at colleges right now. You have friends that want to go, that might want you to go to the same school they're going to. You know, maybe you want to go to a completely different school for a different reason, and you'd say, oh, no, I'm applying for this one. I really don't want to go to your school. You know, they could sit there and go, oh, I'm so angry. I'm so angry about her going there. Who knows how teenagers think, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted them to be aware that you can share things, but until you're ready to birth your manifestation, keep it to yourself.
I totally agree with that. In fact,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say a very wise woman who also was a healer once said to me that you should keep these things to yourself, period. And, you know, that may be taking it to an extreme, but I get her point. You don't want to have somebody that's going to burst your bubble. That's the important thing. And,
exactly.
If you have enough faith, you really don't need to share it with anybody. You know, and if you want
exactly.
to share it, then I think it's important to share it with somebody that you're confident will affirm you and will say, go for it. You know, I think we probably should go to the phone lines, Jean. We have a lot of callers. You know, if you have another thought or two you wanted to share, please do
all right,
that. I don't want to cut you off.
Yep, this will take David maybe 60 seconds, okay?
Yep.
One of the other things that I've been doing, and I'm in the process of painting them also, okay? A painting for each zodiac sign. But I would like to just give everyone a quick channeled reading. Aquarius. Now here's the message. Some areas of your life may seem like it's out of control, yet if you let go and allow your higher self to guide you, all will work out. Pisces, true love begins within yourself. Partner love will enhance with more self-love. Aries, something from early childhood needs to let go with forgiveness. Taurus, slow and steady wins the race, causes at times missed opportunities. Retrace your thoughts and see what you have left out. Gemini, take the time to recharge and balance yourself. Cancer, reverse any health issues by being more self-caring. Leo, shielding your heart is good, yet not when you lock it up. Let go of past hurt. Virgo, grudges are not who your true self is. Let go, receive peace. Libra, are you allowing your true self to blossom? Shine your truth. Scorpio, judging causes stomach issues, which develops into ulcers. Practice more self-kindness. Sagittarius, some people are jealous of you. Practice more self-acceptance. Capricorn, practicing more empathy for yourself and others will enhance how you are seen. All right, let's go to the phone line.
All right, one more question before we begin. Are you going to be blessing water tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay, would you explain to the callers that are on the line and anybody else that may be listening what they need to do in order for that to work for them?
If anyone listening live or later would choose to have their water blessed, I am a vessel for the divine. So I would place my hands over your water. The water will get purified. The alkaline raised to 9.5, extra H2O, extra H2. Vitamins and minerals that you personally need individually and blessings. So now these blessings could be, maybe you need healing. Maybe you're ready to open up some gifts. Maybe the water will open some gifts for you. Anything is possible. And the effects take 0 to 5 minutes. So all you need is a glass of water or an opened water bottle, and we're ready to take calls, David.
Okay, great. Let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller is Rose. And Rose, you're live.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Dave. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
Hi, Rose.
Good.
Hi. I was looking at your website, Jean. You have a lot of different things that you do. It's pretty fantastic, actually. I'm going to check them out.
Thank you, and thank you for calling, Rose. What do you need right now?
Oh, I probably need a lot. Really, got a few things.
It's a loaded question, right?
Yeah, that is a pretty loaded question. Did you want to do something with the Gemini? I mean, I'm a Gemini. I don't know. Did you want to do a reading like that, or whatever's the easiest
thing?
Well,
how about if I just look at you specifically, Rose?
Oh, okay. You got a lot to look at.
All right. Well, let's say this first, okay? Rose, you're a beautiful woman, okay? And you have a very beautiful name. And we are suggesting for you to sit as often as you will allow yourself and close your eyes and silence your mind. And breathe in love and exhale love. As a result, it's going to bring up some things, yes, that you will need to release and let go of. But if you work at it, erase. If you practice this is for your highest good that you need to hear now.
Okay.
Practice. Okay. Love with yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm trying to be very confidential at the same time because we're live.
Right. I understand that. Yeah, I know.
Right, out of respect. Right. Right. Well, no, but right. I mean, I'm going to say the truth. But I'm going to be as discreet as I can, respectfully, is what I mean.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Right, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. This will, left foot, left ankle, left leg, left knee. You ever have issues with it?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe a little bit.
If you think about it.
Left knee.
I'm getting more foot, left ankle.
Oh, sometimes my foot cramps up. Could be the left one. Yeah, maybe that.
Thank you, Rose. Would you like to know what's causing that?
Yes, that would be nice to know.
Okay, you have a trap on your foot from a past life. I'm going to give you the visual. You're running through a field, right? There's a hunter trap out there, but you don't realize it, okay? You don't realize it, okay? So you accidentally got into it, okay? So if you'll just hang on for one moment, could you make sure that your left foot is flat on the floor for me?
Oh, okay. All right.
Ready?
Flat on the floor. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take it off, okay? But I'm going to give you a direction in a moment. So here we go. Hang on. All right, I want you to lift your foot straight up like you're taking it out of the trap.
Okay.
I just blew in some healing. It won't cramp like that anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering why it did that. It's like only one foot, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that must
be on one foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been horrifying. One of those traps.
It was a bummer in the moment.
Yeah, I would imagine it was.
Absolutely. It was painful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But all right. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm going to get in touch with you anyway, Jean. So I appreciate you taking time out and doing
Rose.
The healing. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Rose.
All right, David. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Have a good night. God bless you too.
Yes, you too.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Hey David.
Yes.
Can I say something super fast before you bring on the next call? When we stop to do the water, do you think that we could take a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and bring everybody into peace?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I encourage everybody to stay on the line until Jean does bless the water. We'll do that perhaps in 20 minutes or thereabouts. Are you ready to move on? Okay.
I'm ready.
Donna is next. All right. And Donna, say hello. Here you are.
Hello. Hi, Jean. Hi, David.
Hi, there.
Hi. How are you, Jean?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Just went for an hour swim, and I've lost 30 pounds, and I've got all my weight off, and I feel great.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Good for you. What can I do for you?
Well, I need to make more money.
That's a big accomplishment. Money.
Yeah, I need to make more money somehow. You know, I have a little job 2 hours a day helping a 94-year-old man, showering him and doing things like that, but it's just not enough. And then I get my Social Security. But, I mean, I don't have enough money to have fun. I can't travel. I can't go visit my friends. You know, it's not good. I'm not in a relationship, so it's not like I have, you know, that type of companionship to be with someone. So it's tough. I don't know.
All right, well, let's take a look at that, Donna, for you. Okay. Donna, have you ever thought about doing some form of writing?
No.
Not even anything inspirational?
No, I mean, I have written. I did write. Sometimes it just comes to me and I start writing. And I was writing like love, like a love story to God. Like I was doing that. And yeah, it was very pretty. I mean, I read it to my friends and, oh, they thought it was just so beautiful.
So my guys are telling, are asking me to ask you, why aren't you using that as a way to manifest income?
You mean write about money or something? Or I don't understand.
No. You just said that you wrote this one piece, right?
Right, but that just came to me. I mean, if I sat down now and tried to do it, I couldn't do it. It's just something to me.
Yeah, but Donna, you can. This is what my guys are telling you. I mean, this is what my guys are telling me to tell you. You're asking, how can you bring in extra money so you can have fun, go visit your friends, and travel, right?
Because
you have
right.
that freedom, right? Okay, well, they're saying right off the bat, Donna, remember my first question, Donna, do you write? And you said, not really, but I did write this one piece that my friends were in awe over.
Right.
So we are telling you that if you sat down and said, okay, it's been suggested to me that this is a way, this is a gift that's going to bring in extra money for me, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I'm opening to the divine. I'm opening to my soul's higher self. I'm opening to my soul's path for this lifetime. And I'm open and ready and let it come. Because Donna, what they're saying is somebody will need, it will go like someone will write it up in calligraphy type of thing. Somebody, if you don't do this, somebody will needlepoint it, okay? It will go into like a little book. There's a variety of things that will unfold is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'll make an attempt to do it then, yeah.
Fun way to make extra money, right?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, and the more you do it, Donna, the more you're going to be like, want to do it, you know, because you're going to get more and more inspired, they're saying. So the only thing that's interfering or limiting you right now is nothing, because now you have the conscious knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll do it then. I'll sit down and start writing and see what happens.
Yes, please do that. And especially because Mercury just came out of retro too. So, you know, we're into some exciting Sagittarian influences now too with Jupiter. And that's about expanding, you know. So it's a great opportunity for anyone to jump on this energy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Donna. I'm
wonderful.
Really grateful that you called in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Gina.
Donna.
I wish you the best.
Thank you, Donna.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Donna.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, happy
you
holidays.
I wasn't eating much, but.
Hey, I'm
okay, well.
30 pounds. That's awesome.
Well, stay tuned for the blessing of the water, Donna.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's go, David.
All right, we're going to move on to Sue, if you're ready for her.
I am ready. Good evening, Sue.
Okay. Sue, you're live.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What can I do for you?
What do you see for new love life coming in, or work, or both?
Oh, I got an immediately yes with three explanation points after it on love romance. I'm getting as soon as like within 10 days. Does she know this person? Has she ever met this person physically? No. Has she ever had a conversation by social media, text, telephone? They won't answer. Is there a reason why you won't answer? Yes. Why? Because you don't want her to figure it out. You don't want her to dwell on it. Right. Okay. He's coming, Sue. And he's good. He's a good one. He's a real good one. He's a real good one. He'll be a keeper. Okay? Like, it's going to be like, can this really be real type of thing. So just go slow so that you, you know, so that you can let go of all your fears at a comfortable speed, because it's going to be very, very overwhelming in a good way, if that makes sense. Career. Why am I not getting it? Can I get something? Are you standing in your power when you're at work?
Yeah, I'm just looking for something closer to home and more money.
Right. But where you're working right now, do you really feel valued?
No. That's why I'm putting applications out, but, you know, I don't, so I'm putting applications out.
Okay, so this is what we're saying, Sue. While you were putting applications out, you might want to write this down. We are suggesting that you remember your value, your knowledge, what you bring to the table, your assets. All right, consciously and in your heart, okay? Because if you don't want to leave a job where you are not valued and walk into another job where you are not valued, because we will continue to receive these types, and it's not just value, there's all types of lessons, but value as an example, will continue to learn the value lesson until we feel value inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because how can we be valued by another human being, even if it's our boss, if on the inside we don't feel that 100%? So, you are going to have an amazing new switch job. And it won't take you that long, okay? As long as you start mastering it, when you get it to 50% mastered, and that means starting tonight on this, Sue. You know, years ago, when I was learning Reiki, I said to my Reiki teacher, why can't I just do a healing on myself for self-worth, as an example, right? And she said, because I'm being told to tell you that you need to do it this way. So every day for, I don't know how long, maybe a year, okay, and don't worry, the energies are much different and faster today, Sue. We're talking almost 25 years ago when I did this, the energies were not as accessible as they are now. So it took longer in those days. I sat down every day after I took my children to school, and I sat and I verbally stated, I am worthy. I am worthy. And I could feel in my body areas, mostly like my torso and my chest area, pain. You know the sensing when someone says, oh, I feel like I just got stabbed in the back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it was that same sensing, okay, but not feeling stabbed in the back, the pain was unworthiness. Okay? So I sat every day. Okay? And for like a half hour, I dedicated a half hour every day. Jean is worthy. Jean Marie is worthy. Jeannie is worthy. Jeannie Souch is worthy. I said my name. Jeannie Beanie is worthy, okay, because that was my nickname when I was little. I said it in every form. Does that make sense how I'm saying this, Sue?
Yes.
Right. Because if you were called Susie when you were a little girl, right?
Yeah.
You want Susie to feel value also. Right?
Yeah.
So you want to honor that little part of you also.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then it's all going to rock and roll. It's all good, Sue.
Do you see any things where I used to live? Used to work calling back or someplace new or?
No, it's going to be someplace new. You're going to walk into someplace new. And it's going to be really good because you're going to start working on this value today. And when you put out these applications that you're applying for, these jobs, you're going to sit and do it with confidence, whether you believe it or not, but that's how you're going to start, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just put an application out to a new place a couple of days ago.
Right. So our suggestion, Sue, is to start tonight on your value.
Okay.
All right. Look in the mirror. Go in the bathroom, look in the mirror. You might be thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. But try it, you know. Go look in the mirror and say, Sue, you are so valuable. You have so much knowledge, so many assets. We want to hire you. People want to hire me because I have so much value in assets and knowledge that I bring that I can, that will help the company, the department, whatever it is you're doing. Okay?
Sounds good.
All righty.
Best wishes to you, Sue.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, David.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. We're going to bless the water now.
Oh, okay. All right, everybody. Get your water ready. Here we go. And the taste will change. Excellent. Everybody's water is ready. You will feel the effects in 0 to 5 minutes. If you go on my website, you will see there's been lots of people who have given me testimonials who have received miracles. Close your eyes, please, for just a moment. Allow all your thoughts to just leave your thinking mind. In your next breath, without thinking, breathe in divine love and gently exhale divine love. Gentle breathing, casual, effortlessly breathing. You don't have to think about it. Just know you're breathing in 100% pure love. As this divine love flows into you as you exhale with each breath, it fills your heart chakra. Filling your heart chakra with divine love, gentle love. Each gentle breath, this divine love begins to cascade and flow into all your other chakras, filling all chakras with divine sacred love. with each breath. Breathing in pure divine love and exhale into your heart. And let's send this love into the first layer of your auric field closest to your body. You don't have to think about it. You're doing it. Divine love fills the first layer of your auric body with each breath. Igniting love, rippling out to the second layer with each breath. Divine love circulating through the first and second layer of your aura. Exhaling divine love and expanding into the third layer and the fourth layer of your auric field. Divine love emanating with each breath into your heart and rippling out, circulating, expanding into the fifth layer of your auric field. As you breathe, this divine sacred love and it fills and flows through the fifth layer of your auric field. It also flows through your vocal cords and your larynx and your voice box, allowing you to speak and chant and sing and pray with love with each breath. Rippling out to the sixth layer of your auric field, pulsating pure divine love, also activates all your gifts and your senses, bringing divine love with each breath, circulating and expanding to the seventh layer of your auric field. Gentle breathing, pure love, circulating through all your chakras, all the layers of your auric field, calming your nervous system with divine love, relaxing your muscles and all your stress and fear with divine love. This is an exercise that you can do all on your own. You have the gifts, you have the power. Thank you. I am asking for everyone to retain this love, this sensing, this feeling, this knowing while they ground in their body, fully present in their body.
Humbly, everyone, returning fully present in your body, emanating, vibrating love.
Thank you, Jean.
David.
Would you like to take another call?
Yes, please. That would be awesome.
Okay. I have Andrea here. Whoops.
Hi,
okay,
Andrea,
you're live.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. I just lost a great uncle. On Sunday.
I'm sorry to hear that for your loss.
Yeah, he was We're going to miss him. It was unexpected, but my husband was helping to take care of him this last year when his health felt, when he felt ill this last year. So,
well, have you been feeling his presence in the house?
I've been feeling his presence in my house, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been here.
When you're ready, ask maybe his mother, maybe his father to come and bring him into the light, because he will still come back and visit you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so that way he can move forward without limitations. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, Andrea, right off the bat, my guides are telling me to tell you that if you're wondering on a personal level with moving mm-hmm. forward personally, you have shackles. You have a set of shackles on each ankle, and on there's a chain with an iron ball on the ends. Do you feel sometimes like you're not moving forward or feet issues?
Yeah. I'm having issues with my, I hurt my back. I'm a registered nurse, and I hurt my back in March of 2018. And
mm-hmm.
it seems like they keep trying, my doctor put me on permanent light duty, and it just seems like they're trying to get me to leave on my own. But I refuse to. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
right, because now they're looking at you as a liability.
Yes. Mhm. Yeah.
Right.
But
and I'm not saying that's okay, but I get it. We get it.
Mhm. But it was a workers' comp case. So I did, file with workers' comp, I got paid, and then I went back to in these temporary light duty positions. Until they can find a permanent position for me. And also, at some point, I lost 3 paychecks when they were supposed to find a light-duty position for me. They did not. So I lost 3 paychecks, and I think that's when they were trying to get me to leave. But then I went and filed again with workers' comp. But now they're making me go through the whole meeting with the commissioner and all, whatever that is, instead of just giving me 60% of my pay for those 3 checks that I missed. And I also filed with the EEOC.
Andrea, taking these shackles and balls, which I have the ball and chain on it, is going to help some of your back pain. It's also going to help you to move forward with your job, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's also going to help find the position, okay, that's being held back. And right now the limitation is the shackles,
okay?
Right off the bat. I'm not saying that there could be not other things because, we could be here an hour. I'm saying right off the bat, initially, would you like me to remove them?
Yes, I would.
All right. Could you please just hold your feet flat, both flat on the floor, please, for a moment?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. To love, light, and forgiveness. Okay.
Okay.
They should have a position for you within the next 10 days, and that starting right now. Okay, so that means anytime between right now and 10 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more going on with your back than just the incident that happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just to let you know that. And I'm not talking medical. Oh, thank you. I'm not talking medical. We're talking energy. We're talking energy, trapped energy.
In my back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, trapped energies. Emotional energies and torturous energies.
How do I get rid of that?
Well, seeing a healer, right?
Yes.
Or you could have a healing session with me, or you could sit down every day and you can work on self-forgiveness until your back pain goes away 100%.
Okay.
Okay. That's how you can
mm-hmm.
do it yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's a lot that you have to pull out of there, because there's a lot attached to the two-dimensional realms, going back to the dark ages. So just to give you an example.
Okay. It's a lot.
I know. But you know what? It's not really, because we've all been there, hon.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you see me winning my EEOC case, or?
Yes, now that these shackles are off your ankles, yes.
Okay.
Because that was a big one.
We're going to have to end it there, folks.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jean.
Andrea.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Okay, Andrea, thank you for calling. Thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Okay, and everybody else that's on the line, thank you for joining us tonight. And please contact Jean at her website to do some work with her, get a reading, get a healing. It's jeanofdivinehealing.com, and Jean is spelled J-E-A-N. And, boy, the hour went fast, Jean.
Yes, it did. And I wish we could have gotten more calls in, sincerely, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we could stretch it out a little bit longer for those people.
Sure. We can do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it, as always.
As do I. It's always an honor and a blessing to be on with you, David. And it's always an honor and a blessing for everyone who tunes in live or later. I'm always grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your gratitude. That's an important attitude for all of us to maintain as we navigate the waters of this life and others. So with that said, I'm going to wish everybody a good night and God bless.